Chumash Yer Parshas Mishpatim.
ואלה המשפטים אשר תשים לפניהם. זה אינטרסנט. In the end of Parshas Yisroi, we learned the Aseres Hadibros, finish the Parsha, וחלאום רואים מסקוילוס, סלפידים, מסקול השויפור, In the end of Parshas Mishpatim, we go back to Maimed Har Sinai. Yemer Hashem el Moshe alei al Yehoro, v'yishom et Nochus Luchus Revim v'Atiro v'Amitzves, v'yoko Moshe v'Yeshua, v'yemer Laskenim Shvu al Asher Noshuvu Aleichem, היה מוישה ויובי מוישה בסריחהר ארבעים יום וארבעים לילה. So we have Maimed Har Sinai in the end of last week's parsha. And we have Maimed Har Sinai in the end of this week's parsha. And we start ואלה המשפוטים. Rashi says, כל מוקים שנאמר אלה פוסל הסרישיות. ואלה מויסיף על הרישיות. מה רישיונס מהר סיני? אף אלו מהר סיני. מה רישיונס מהר סיני? אף אלו מהר סיני. פרק דברת, אפטר מיימד הר סיני, ריביס אפשר, חסד, זה מה מצווס, לחשיב על תחיה. אלה המשפטים מומנס זאת רבי ישראל סלנטר the Torah wants to teach us couple messages first message that דיני מומנס are important not less from הראייס and Bosser Becholov and Treifes. It's not Bocher that will miss Tfilin. Not Bocher that will miss Man Krishma, hopefully. Eh? Not Bocher that will eat Treif. But to use a Sefer without a permission, to owe someone money and not to give back, the Torah is telling us name. And not only that, it's the Aleph piece. He says a beautiful vote. I don't know what the Naya American, but I know what Klal is on all the years. I don't know how it's in America today. But I know the way in the Haim you give it. When we start to teach a kid Gemara, we start with Eile Metzias. So everyone starts with Eile Metzias. No? Americans also like that? Even in the Mala, no. Yeah? Why? So it will be soiled. The mimic is our parsha. Life will finish Kabbalah Satayra, the first thing we teach someone, the Eile HaMishpatim. You find the money, you give it back. Unzere Teira, this is the way we teach the kid. You find a dollar, you give it back. It's not, I found money. Someone owns the money. This is the Aleph Beis of our Chinuch. And Bisol said that as Azevi is a Yichud with a lady, is Yichud with money. Bisol would say Aleph. And he had the Tzveite Yichud is more humble. The soul never was masked to stay with money on his own. Isur Yichud, he said. Chazal say, Seo melo aveines, gezel megezel mekatrik barosh. This is the Metzius. It's a peladik kazach. And they say over the famous Maisid, there was a Yid. He came home, he told his Rebbetzin, the Rav said, the cow is treif. I want to change the Rav. No, I'm sorry. The Rav said the cow is treif. So his wife told him, maybe we'll switch shuls. My friends told me, by them the Rav never says the cow is a treif. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Rav that knows the halachas. After a couple of weeks, you know, he shot a couple of chickens, he comes home, the Rav said the chickens are treif. His wife said, maybe we could change the shul. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Rav that knows the halachas. Came Elul, came home, the Rav said you have to check the tefillin. Check his tefillin, we're posse. He gave it to a guy that had a sign. Not every guy that has a sign, you can go over to. You have to find out that he's Muslim. You know, even if you see everyone goes over to a person, you have to ask your Rebbe every time. You can go to this person, can't go to this person. So he said, you know, by us and Shul, you just give it. You see someone standing, you give it to him. You don't go to ask, you know, the Rav, what is exactly has to be done. Because Baruch Hashem, we have a Rav that knows the halachas. Then came Sukkos, the Rav said, you have to buy an Aleph. Sets of Gimel, very schwach. He said, his wife told him, you know, the other shul, the Rav himself takes a Gimel. Baruch Hashem, we have a good Rav. A couple of weeks later, his neighbor's kid threw a stone, a rock, and broke the dining room windows. I went over to the neighbor, you know, your kid threw a rock in my window. So it's Kotman's pot. So let me get to the Rav. I went to the Rav said the neighbor is right. Okay, so he comes home, we're changing a shul. My people chishin mishpat given, it's me or him. He's rich, I'm allowed to take off a cut. Chishin malat zloke. I owe him money, mapito. The second limud is, Zog Rabbi Yisrael, that bayos chishin mishpat is teire. It's not like we think that there's rules in the world. Every country has economy rules. We also have rules. Our rules are elike rules. You could be marve bechavile and you could become potu. It doesn't make sense. But if the bochber says, how long does he become potu? The long does he, what's the difference? It's nice that the guy made a fire or stuff to do. Yeah? Yoichshalti, nishtichshalti, five people, among the mices. But this is unsere Teire. Unsere Teire, ve'ele ha'mishpoti. The first thing that the Teire was makpid, to attach, to put it near Asaros HaDibros, was chishin mishpot. To know that chishin mishpot is a chilek. Chishin mishpot is a chilek of the Teire that we're mekabel from Sinai. The person realizes that Chishin Mishpat is a chilek of the Teire that Mekabel Misinai. The Moshe, the Goyen Shevelt, if your kid throws a stone on someone's window, the father has to take care of it. That Teire and Potu. And the same thing, the opposite. Good to know it, because in life, sometimes you lose in Choshen Mishpat. You lose in Beis Din. You think it's terrible, the Dayanim, the Eidim, the system, terrible system. So people like to go to court. Sorry to say it. But this is what happens, and a lot of people say, listen, if I want to get my money, the only way is in court. And we have to know, Elokim Yoshev B'Mishpat. to be a real rav. But if you think that by the Beis Din Yelim could lie, enough the Beis Din give a heta. I'm going to Beis Din, the guy could lie. The court, the police, they can find out the truth. Sinishtas. I will explain a little bit more. They say, maybe I go to the second vote, then I go. The next parsha is, Ve'ele ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifneihem. I would think, okay, even after the shmuz that we said already, lo yisignoiv, ki sikne eved ivri, shishonim, yavoy, the guy steals, doesn't have what to pay, they sell him to Beis Din, they sell him. You start with a parsha of a ganav. And what is the punishment of the ganav? You sell him. Now it's a mot nezach. In our Torah, when you owe someone money and you can't pay back, what do you do? Beinani ziburis, meitav didei, meitav da'alme, en lo, yesh lo. The only way that the Torah presses that if a person steals, if he doesn't have money, we sell him. We don't sell nowhere else. We don't sell nowhere else. Wow. The only place we sell is an organic. Why? That's it. The chetz of the selling is, Rashi says, Kilim me Yisrael avodim avodim vele avodim leavodim. The pshat is as a person does not have money. It's a very hard nisayon. He takes his hands and he puts it in someone else's pocket. There's a lot of different ways to do it, yeah? Black stealing, white stealing. But if Hashem wants to give you money, he could give you. We were brought up, there's a din that is called Ishtalkas. But this is the roof. The roof is Ishtalkas. More than Ishtalkas is no way to make money. When you steal, you cannot make money. I see that I have money. You can't steal. You can't make money in force. There's no way to make money in force. In force. A guy that goes and he steals is felt in the emunah. If he would believe in Borei Olam, he lived in Yisrael Avodim, he would not steal. So he deserves to be Eved LaAvodim. A regular person believes in Hashem, he had a Nisayon. Oh, but the Nisayon of stealing is because you don't believe the money is coming from Hashem. When a person believes that the money is coming from Hashem, and this is Be'etzem the Yisoid of the Koyach to be Yosho and the Neimonenes is that you believe that money comes from Hashem. When you believe that money comes from Hashem, then there's no reason to be a god of. There's no reason to steal. Right over a Maise, Shalom Bavalsky, was a bachur who was living in Ponovich. They found 50 pounds, sterling pounds, in Bismedrish. They went to ask the Chazanish, what is the aloch? Chazanish says, Arei Elu Shaloi. Came back to the Chazanish, asked the Chazanish, Arei Elu Shaloi? Yosh aloi midas loy avi yosh. Told him the Gemara says in Eile Metzias. Odom osu lemashmash bekisoy bechol shah. Val odom osu lemashmash bekisoy bechol shah. So men it's not yosh aloi midas. They went back to the Bis Medrash. Four Bochim, they stand in four corners of the Bis Medrash. And they saw, over 4 or 5 hours, no one put his hands even into the pockets. Maybe Amon is giving cell phones, yeah? But no one put his hands into the pocket. 4 hours, the Olam would not stop. So they went back to the Chazanish. So other Moses and Maz, because of the whole show, these people never put hands into the pocket. So Lechura, the money that is found, is Yerushalayim Midas. The Chazanish said, Afilu Hochi. You can take the money. So was the Chassid Shabbach there, he asked the Chazanish, maybe the Rebbe meant the Baal Shem. Hashem says in the Chiddush and the Ar Parsha, Ve'ele HaMishpotim state in the Zohar, Ve'ele Sidrayo de Gulgelayo. The Zohar is the one that is Mechadish, that is a Musig of Gilgul. Ve'ele Seder Gilgulayo. Zohar de Baal Shem, what is the Shaykhaz? It says like this. Someone owes some money and he dies. So we know they come back. The next Gilgul, the guy pays him back the money, right? How he pays him back? If he buys something from him, so he owes him it on the second Gilgul. How you pay back what you owe from the old Gilgul? So it's one way, one guy's poor and the other guy's rich, and he goes to collect and he gives him. Yeah? It's one way. So you go to collect by someone, feel, you know, he's your ganef. So now you're collecting by him, yeah? Nishmuchach, you know. Don't let it look up on you, you know. You're the ganef, you backed the baby, so. I don't know, you know. Once a guy, someone told him it, says, you know, I don't want to pay you, I don't want to die, I'll give you small payments. Like this, and I will live. But Mikol Mekoyim, Zogdim Baal Shem is another way. The guy loses money, and you find it. Al pi aloche, odo memash b'chazu osho, so I'm allowed to take it. Aber lemaise, you are not miyash. Aber the Christian mishpat says, I'm allowed to take it. And this is the way I can reshbor who pays back. You go to basing, you lose. What's going on here? The dayonim, yeah. He has to pay you back, so Hashem made it. The dayonim won't mess up. And memele, they were passing that he doesn't have to pay you. Memele, you kept your gilgul. Hashem says, when people sometimes think it looks, that in Beis Din things are not every time straight. And like him, Yoshev and Adas Mishpat, Hashem is taking care of it. When a person knows that Hashem is taking care of it, man, he doesn't get angry. He doesn't feel that the Dayonim messed him over. He doesn't feel that the Dayonim ran him over. The Ribbono Shel Olam is taking care of it. Said Hussein de Maise, speaking about Yush, was a Choshev Rav. He would sit and learn all of his life. Once a year, he would go down to the market, a Yarit, made business, and from that he would live to the whole year, sell it. And again, once a year, he would buy the Tzcheiro in the big market, and then he sold it over the whole year. After a couple of years, his Rebbe told him, Chavala this month, you know, I really chop what you buy. I'll go down to the market, I'll buy it, we'll sell it the whole year. Because he didn't learn, another month. Gave it brocha. She went to the market. Second day, she lost the money. It was the Ir Shehubo Akum. Moses says, if you lose money in the Ir Shehubo Akum, you may yash. Because the Akum, don't give it back. And Yid found the money. She came to the Yid and she asked for her money. So the halacha is, Ir Shehu Ba'akum, Arei Yerushalayim. You may ask. You're right, it's very not nice, but I have 9 kids that I have to marry off. Also don't have money. I can't be nice and give it back to you and the cheshbon of my kids. Not nice to you, not nice to my mishpacha. No? So they went to Rabbi Tzach Ilchana. And the Tzokil Cholan said that he has to give it back. That's the Rebbe. Why? He said, Yerushalayim Midas. Adam Asim Lamashim Bekizim Bechol Shah. said yes. The money doesn't belong to the lady, it belongs to the husband. He doesn't know that she lost it in the market. So he was never miyash. He sent her a shliach. He didn't give her permission to miyash. Remember, you have to give it back. It's the famous psak of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Cholem. So I say, Alam also today, Bichlau, when you find money, I'm not so sure if you're allowed to take it. Even if Alam also in the Master Bekisha Bechol Shov, maybe the ladies lost it. The old days was no ladies. The ladies were in the house, they never walked in the street.
These days, the lady
makes
all money anyway.
They make the money, but it belongs to the husband. I don't speak on American law, I speak about the Kelei Mishpatim, yeah? So maybe today most of the money is by the ladies, by the kids. Not the dad, but don't allow the men or have a credit card or have the $100 bill. The money that you find in the street, my stomach got lost from a lady or a kid. So it could be you, Shalei Midas. The Shaili, even here you say the halacha doesn't change or not. But people are not mamashmash today so much. Chaznish said that Rav Scheinberg says if you find money to give it to tzedakah. Fine. The mice of people are not mamashmash, so the din change. Chips Rav Scheinberg. Most poskim say you're allowed to take it. Gemara says, Arayilu shaloi, Odom Osir Mazim Gizim Achol Shom. I'm a Metzias Nish, it's a kash. Baal Shem. Say, here we have the Rabbi Tzuk El Cholom. I started being down a mice. One of the Choshev Rabbanim Chibim, there was a year that gave another person to watch his money. And the guy put it in his back pocket. And the money got lost. He had a tainer on him. You're Pesheya, you're Chayim. He said, listen, it's a mokim shomu. Put it in my back pocket. But, and the throw was mine and all the poiskim, and he passed him that his potter. So his friend, after a couple of years, days, showed him that it's a tshuvas chasim sefer on the same case. Chasim sefer was machia that a back pocket is not shomu. I said, I know, I looked at all the poiskim. If you the level that I taught, I know that a back pocket is considered enough shovel today. So we have a chasim sefer. So give me the whole night. In the morning he got up and he said, it's not a steer, I pass him right. A back pocket in our days is considered shovel. So in that day, not today. Chasim sefer. He said, I'm in Galicia. Poland. They go with long suits. So the back pocket is covered. Chasim Sefer was an Ashkenaz, was short jackets. Money sticks in the back pocket, that could cause the ganovim to come to take it. So you're right, the must of a back pocket when it's a long suit is takishomu. But a back pocket when it's a short suit, then it could be it's not. So that's the shayla, if taki things change today, things don't change, it's wastage. אם יוקום וישא לך בחוץ על משענתו וניקו עמקה רגשיב תויתן ורפו ירפה הלוך יעד כפי ריפוי לגמור אלו יזר פעם היר מכאן שניתנו רשוס לרויפה לרפס יעד כנו, the Ramban brings down מה לרויפה בבייס אלוקים מה לרויפה בבייס אוהבד אלוקים לגרות הדקטר Hashem gave you a clap. That one, other years, I don't know. Why did you take medicine? And when the stabber was very sick, and he needed some medical treatments in different areas in his body, he was misakish not to take the doctors. And Rav Shach told Abraham Kanievsky, he's not allowed to ask his father, and you have to tie the stabber up and call the doctor to touch him. And this is what he did. When the stabber touched him, I thought the guy, the hands that will touch me will fall. of Shach said, all I can lose hope knee, because nefesh doich galater kul, you have to carry on, doctor. So Rav Shach told doctor, because nefesh, you mechuyuf to hold on to. He has to yell that he doesn't want the doctor, and you mechuyuf to be mamshich. I remember the bias, I remember exactly, I don't want to go into the medical detail, it's a little bit chvoyle from the stipend, it was a medical problem. Body was not draining. Body doesn't drain. The liquid out, you have less than 72 hours to live. Not a suffix, but nefesh. If the dirt doesn't, the sacher chod me'em, I say, semi yushal iskai v'lamed lefonecho. They had to put things inside to drain out his body. Moses says, yashav lakoyitz bo'isa ha'mokoy. Hare kreise nifkas, tibok ha'kreise v'al yerosha lifnei ha'mokoy. Maybe he said, I don't want doctors. Ma'ale roifah bebeis alikim. Rav Shach, koach nefesh derich gala teri kulo. But the Gemara darshens it. Rak shifter hitem v'rapo yirape, v'kan shenit no rashus la roifah l'rapois. The Torah says there is a musik to go to a doctor. This is what the Gemara darshens. That is about the comment. V'kan shenit no rashus la roifah l'rapois. Zaman Erebach would say over the Chasmus Sefer, when he was sitting with his Talmidim, and one of them asked him, what's the pshat? Roife choylei amo Yisroel. It's Roife choylei amo Yisroel. It's not true. But the Goyim, we also have hospitals. Better hospitals. Why we say Roife choylei? So the Chasim Sefer told this mask, goy. He said every morning, Roif Echol Basar Om Afli Lassus. It's not only Roif Echol Le'amu Yisrael. He said, Roif Echol Basar Om Afli Lassus. So the guy says, okay, so why here we say Roif Echol Basar? Here we say Roif Echol Le'amu. So Chasim Sefer answered him, but the goyim, Hashem is merapir them when the time of the punishment is over. By the Yidden, even in the middle of your sick, if you do tshuva, is roi fechoy le'yamo Yisrael. So even when you're sick, Kadosh Baruch Hu is merapir you in the middle of the sickness. When the guy left, the Talmidim told him some sefer, okay, you told him a pshat lecha. We want to hear the emes. So he said that Moses says, "Mipnei ma nitna kana refainu bebrocha shminis, keneged milo shenitna beshmini." Refainu was really meyused in a machle that every yid has to have. It's to pass the bris mila. So keneged that bris mila, they were metaken brikas refainu. Mele the refainu that was nisken keneged the mila. We say Roif Echoy Le'amo Yisrael. Remember once, as a mice, I heard this from Rabbi Pavarsky. There's two people in Bnei Brak fighting. One guy banged his friend in his head. The guy fell on the floor, lost consciousness. They had to take him to the hospital. They were sure that he cracked his brain. So they took him right away to the CT and the MRIs. Baruch Hashem, everything came out clear. After half an hour, he woke up and everything is okay. He sent the bill to the first guy, the MRI and the scans, everything cost $20,000. The guy said, why do you want me to pay it? He said, Ripui. He said, Ripui of what? Baruch Hashem, everything is okay. I didn't do nothing. The scan didn't make you better. The MRI didn't make you better. You woke up. I don't have to pay. And Beis Din said that he has to pay. And Rabbi Povarsky told me, Beis Din should gazlon him. And he said, a mashal, he said, a person takes two cups of water, puts poison in one, mixes them very quick, takes a cup, pours it in his friend's mouth. The guy is sure that he got poisoned. He runs to the hospital, they tell him he drank water. First guy has to pay. Another mashal, Rabbi Povarsky. He said, a guy shoots a guy with an air gun. The guy, you know, he feels the blood. He runs to the hospital and tells him, it's garbage, it's air. first guy has to pay the taxi and all the doctors. I went to ask him Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me on the first case you have to pay. Those hastily. Maybe it's rice and taste, but we come and let me give me a place. I don't know if they're going out to the Oyma Kasugia. Happy Varakti Israel, Vahayun a Sheikhem Almonai Subnechem Yisayim. Vahayun a Sheikhem Almonai Subnechem Yisayim. So I have once a Sophic I saw in the Poiskim. As a Aloche, Kol Almonai Vyosayim Loisan. Not allowed to marry an Almonai. What would be if she remarries? Is it Yisu Kol Almonai Loisan or not? So the Shevet HaKehosi has a tshuva in it. He brings one ray from the Rambam. Rambam says, "Ze Yisru l'ano yisalmona v'yosem, v'ad mosa yinikro yosem, till he's 20 and he could handle it himself." And he doesn't say, "Ad mosa yinikro salmona." That means Shevet HaKehosi is nishkin ray. Yosem be'etzem stays a yosem when he's 20, when he's 30, when he's 40. Then the Rambam is the limit to when he's called a Yosef. But Almona is someone that doesn't have a husband. And the minute that she has a new husband, and so is Almona. They bring a raya from the Ma'aril. The Ma'aril brings down, it's in Sefer Leket Yosha, Sho Yonizar Bichvoid Ishtoi Ki Almona Neso. The Ma'aril was special, makbid on the covet of his wife, because Almona Nesor. So it's mashma, that even though she's married, there's a din of Almona Nesor. The Yom HaShver was doicha. Why Almona Nesor? Why she says, because she says, if I would have a husband. So when the second husband starts up with her, she says, if my first husband would die, it would not happen to me. So klapi if the husband is not nice to her, so even... But it's interesting, there's a Rashi in our parsha. Rashi says, "Im ane tano yisrei, ki im tzoik itzak elai, v'choro api v'orakti eschem b'cherev, v'hoyu nesheichem almonis ubneichem yisrei." What is v'hoyu? It's like the Rashi. "Shiyu ha'neshonis tzruris ke almonis chayis, shelu yuhedim lemisas ba'aleim, שלו יעדים למיסס בעליהם ותהיה אסור להינוסה. והבנים יסיימים שאוסור לירד לנכסי אוביב." How they will stay almonas? Because they will be killed and you'll be killed in the war. And you basically will not be matter your wife to remarry. So she will be almona forever. And בלכם יסיימים means that she will never get your money. State that why the almona is almona forever? Because she can't remarry. Is the way Rashi and Pshat. Vehoyu, not Vehiyu. Vehoyu, Rashi is updating the pasuk in Mobile in the Metzias. Vehoyu Nesheichem, that they will be the whole time almonas. Why? Because you'll be killed in the war, and b'meila no one will see it, and b'meila they will stay almonas. So here it's mashma shtikel that when they get married, there's always almona. The pasuk is Mamshich Va'anshe Kodesh Tiuli Ubesode Ubosor Basode Treifa Loisoichlu LaKelev Tashlichu. This pasuk is a big pasuk. You're not allowed to eat treifa. You give it to the dog. So Chazal, I'm busy. The dog. Aval, it's coming to say you're allowed to be nanny, but why the Torah is treating the dog? He doesn't have dogs. So Rashi brings down Mechilta, Sheina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekapeach Schar Kol Berye, Chob Ne Yisroel Leichatz Kelev Leshoinoi. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ten Lo Yischoi, the dogs didn't bark. The dogs didn't bark. The Das Kanim says a different pshat. Why we give the dog? It's such a Das Kanim. It's worth just to hear this Das Kanim. I'll never be Tzalel on this. Ubosol basod atreif. So Rashi, we said, Rashi tastes, we like to learn Rashi tastes. So Rashi learns that the din of the kelev is because he didn't bark. I call us a tail. Me'achar she'akelev mosar nafshay al atreife. K'shebo azev letorfo. The dog was trying to fight with a wolf. Lo yitiyeh kof v'toivu kenegda. שכשאיר לכו טריפה שתשליחנו אלו בשכר ששומרו עד עתו כי כן דרך אילום נעמיד כלובים לשמר רצוי מן הזאב. So for what you paying him שכר? Here the dog failed. So you're giving him שכר the way that the Askenim says בשכר ששומרו עד עתו שלא נתרפו. You see now what could happen without a dog? So we pay the dog. Yeah. And if someone will ask, I'll say it's a little bit ironic, I don't know the right word.
Ironic.
Huh?
Ironic.
Ironic. Oh, something with Alan. Yeah? First Danish. You want to teach someone a kolasatay. You take the case that the dog is a failure, but till now you managed. There's no message here, yeah? So you could say the pshat, till now you never realized how much he helped. One time, one failure, you chap. You know, now you chap. When there's no police, you see what happens. One bombs blow up, now you chap with every bomb. Sikenza. But kibalti merabo yisai the MSM shot. The Torah is teaching us a limud of a kolasatay. Are you don't be after the same dog that helped you, yeah? Change dogs, you go back to the old dog, yeah, it's a chinuch. It's the meaning of the veld. A person on the zogan has a rebbe. I use the rebbe every day to care. He has a father, bought him everything what he needs. Everything he needs his father took care of him. He became 19 years old and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael and his father told him no. Breuges, oh, his father. You know these kind of stories? I know a lot of them. I know a lot of them. The person has a friend. Everything they did together. Then the friend went away for Shabbos. He was invited to the world love, yeah. And he didn't take him. He said, thank you. The ice friend. Ice friend. Person can do a lot. People. Say one stupid thing. Ice person. It's a terrible midah that people have. You can have a rabbi. Help them. Chavrus says. He knew him for 4 years, Chavrusa. Good. He had a Pesatayim. Ois. The Torah is telling us. The dog failed. Now it's time to teach you a Kolasatayim for the 10 times. This is the way of a... Now, here is the place to teach you what is a Kolasatayim. And I think it's a very deep lesson. And we have to train ourselves. So a lot of times in life we have this. We get very angry. And we have such a midah. It wipes off. Yeah? And this is the reason people can have a friend for 20 years. The friend makes a mistake. He found someone better. He came and forgot to say, we're in the same boat, Rabbi Yisrael, yeah? It's raced. person will come, the dog didn't watch, takes his gun, choo-choo-choo-choo, kills all the dogs, yeah? No dogs. I don't know, the dog watched till now. Not pay him. Today he failed. Today he failed. I think it's such evidence of vault. I think even Rashi, that doesn't say this vault, but Rashi is gnashing from this vault. Rashi says we go to the dog and we pay him for the time that he didn't bark. Now we're angry that he didn't bark. He didn't manage to throw away the wolf. And we say, but we owe the dogs. Once when he didn't do it was good. We have a cheshbon over there. It's the same midah. Rashi doesn't, I don't know if taste is that duch more from the Rashi, yeah? But the midah is we pay the dog for what he didn't bark, we don't pay him from the leftovers of lunch. How is this stuff? Because I take to the dogs, you know, place. And these hospitals for the dogs, they cause a tape. The dogs didn't bark. You remember the dogs didn't bark? I have to take care of these dogs that didn't bark. Oh, the dog now didn't bark, huh? Like I owe the dogs for not barking. So, Rashi doesn't say what he helped me. But it's the same Yesod. Rabbi Yisrael, a person that is manages to mashrish this. Manages to mashrish this teva. He's the person that would have the midas davis. I think the lashon of the pasuk is lav b'china, the anshi koydesh tiuli, ubasor basod etreifel iseichel lakelim b'shlichin ha'isa. But it was a basor anshi koydesh, im kodesh im prushim mishkotz im nevei. But the yisoyf from hakol ha'satoyf. Then we have the pasuk, the Shver Parshim, Vayal Moshe, Vaharon, Nodo, Vaviu, Vashivim, Mizik, Vayisrael, Vayiru es Eloike Yisrael, Vetachas Raglov, Kemaiser, Livna Sasapir, Ukeetzel, Shemaim Latoyer. Vayiru es Eloike Yisrael, Vetachas Raglov, Kemaiser, Livna Sasapir, וכעצם השמיים לתויר. תחס רגלו כמי סליב וססאפיר, וכעצם השמיים לתויר. So Rashi says, what is ותחס רגלו כליב נססאפיר? Here is a lefono בשעס השיבות. לזכור צורושון של ישראל. Shimshuabodim b'maisa levenim. Ke'etzem ha'shamayim l'toya. So before she asks, what is this pshat? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tachas raglov kelibnas asapim to remember the shibud of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. What is the Indian to remember the shibud of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim? What is the Indian? We have an Indian to remember Avodim Ha'inu, Ve'etzi'inu, Hashem, Ve'keinu, Le'alimaloch, Le'aldisof. But why Hashem has to have under his feet, well, we don't know what it means, Tachas Riglav, Livdas Asapir, he has a stone made from diamonds. What is the Indian? So he brings down, they bring down that the pshat is azay. We see from here that the tzoras of Klal Yisrael is not only suffering. We think a lot of time tzoras equals suffering. Tzoras don't mean only suffering. Tzoras are something that make people to grow. Tzoras make us to become special people. It's not even that it's hard, I'm learning. Even that it's schwer, I'm learning. Even that it's not going, I'm learning. This is our growth. This is what makes us to grow. But maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he wants to remember the beauty of Klal Yisrael, the miles of Klal Yisrael, the tkufa that Klal Yisrael suffered, this is chelik from the godless of Klal Yisrael. It's not the suffer that Hashem v'yitzi'enu Hashem in Mitzrayim. So b'meile tachas raglov is kelivnas asapir. To remember the whole time the matzav of livnas asapir. When a person has a shver and has to grow, he has to know it's not the pshat, even that the shver to him, he's growing. Even that it's hard, he's growing, no fakert. It's shver, and b'meile he has to grow. B'meile shver and he has to grow. And the ma'aseh in our parsha, if we go back, we have Eile HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Lifnei, and then we have the Aloche Bevedivri and Choyver. We have Machteres. Midbar Sheker Tirchak ונוקי וצדיק אל תהרוג כי לא יצדיק ראשו ושיחד לא יסיקח כי השיחד יעבר פיקחים ויסלף דברי צדיק. So what does it say? Maybe too little horas, like of a Shabbos. One mice they say over what we said, like Kelev Tashlichu Moisoi. Was a Yid. Balabas. Poshata Balabas. Every week he would come to the roof to ask him a shayla on chickens. Sometimes mutu, sometimes also. And for half a year he never came to the roof. After half a year he came back to the roof. The roof asked him, what happened? No chickens for half a year? He said, you know, here Alamo was a shayla, mutu, also. My wife told me she went to shul and she saw it says, Al shekodesh tiyuli, boso basal treifa le teichelu, lekelev tashlichu. So she said, listen, put it in front of the dog. If he eats it, we know it's strafe. If it doesn't, we could eat it. And we made it. This one was working out for us. So the rabbi asked him, so why he came back? He said, recently the dog became a machmir. So it's a famous, it's brought down in all the, like, you know, like, riddles falling on the parasha. But they say it, Hashem, that one of the Gedolim said it over. And he said it, that's a Musa Shmos. A lot of times in people, they have a Rav, and they don't like so much what he says. So they find someone else. And the Mamash fits to what they want. Till Pitom, after a while, they realize that the dog becomes a Machna. He was speaking against the Pesach Rav, when he was speaking that person was an old man, he called him a dog. He said, Pshat is, you find the Rav that it fits to you, the Pesach fits to you, so you stole to the Pesach. So you decide, is it Pshat in the Pesach? The person has to know, they've gained the Gorech HaYosha. אז בשיחה להסיקח כי השיחה דיאבר פיקחים ויסלף דברי צדיקים. Say it was a famous diet. There was rumors that he would take Sheikha. Same book, Big Line. I was a kid, I saw this book, I don't remember. So they took Sheikha, the famous kids, and became deaf. So they went to him and they asked him, it says that the guy that takes Sheikha becomes blind. How do you become deaf? He said, because people promised me the Sheikha, but I never got it, I only heard it. So maybe I became deaf. If you take see it, you see the money, you get blind. I never saw it. It was only people gizakta that were paying me. When you only hear it, you become deaf. But when you see it, you become blind. But the Chazon Ish says that Sheichad is a midah shebatoyo. A person cannot think, I chavish ben Sheichad. The Gemara says stories on Amiroim. That the olis came earlier. And he bought the fruits. But I asked him, why you bought the fruits earlier? He said, I had to walk in the shtat anyway. Instead of coming twice, I already bought the fruit. So the Amora owned the fruits, and the olis just bought it earlier. So he said, I can't be a diet. And he says he was standing outside. They were fighting. And the whole time he was thinking to himself, Alevai, my guy will tiny like this. He mamash was melamed tzchus on the guy. Sheichad is a midah. So the Chazon Ish, but I want to explain to you. By us we will say, the fact that he had him as his oris, it's really shed in the gear. He said, G'doy lo Yisrael knew not to be. Negias didn't make a difference to him. They don't have negias. That's like the Chazon Ish. Sheichad is a din. So the Chazon Ish said it for bad and for good. So we know G'dol Yisrael, we know we're not, yeah? But we have the Chazon Ish that don't say, silence! If you got Sheichad, you pass. The Sheichad passes. The Sheichad passes. Sheikha passes. So the person has to know. Rashi says, Afilu lishpoit emes. Afilu chochem betoyre venat ha-sheikha suyidim shetitore v'dayit ha-ishkach talmudai. This is the Metzius. You have to be very careful, very careful. If you have a tzadad, you have sheikha, you don't touch. But again, like I was magdim. The Torah is teaching us to know unzere Torah has mishpotim, it's choshen mishpot, it's teire, you go to the dayonim, and it's a part of our teire. It's not stam rules. We have to be makbid. That's Hashem, we'll be zeicha together, we'll be medakbid.
Rebbe, if one get ready, if one get lights a fire here,